Now, we have a guest here tonight, and I should have done brought him out, but it's my fault. But I had so much to do here tonight, and I'm just proud of him. He's a good friend of mine, and he's been on the Grand Ole Opry a long time. He plays a mandolin. He can really play a mandolin. And I know you folks know Jesse McReynolds, don't you? Give him a nice hand. Here he's going to come out. Jesse McReynolds. Jesse, it's really wonderful to have you here.
Thank you, Bill. It's good to be here.
You've got a good-looking mandolin there. Yep. And what do you got picked out that you're going to play for the folks?
Well, let's do a little song here. It's Mighty Dark to Travel.
Something? Mighty Dark to Travel. With gravel, and I'm with Jerry on the phone.
I've been down this lonesome highway, thinking of her love so fair. My love for her will never vanish. And I know I'll meet her there. It's mighty dark for me to travel, for my sweetheart she is gone. The road is rough and filled with gravel, and I'm a journey on and on. Never vanish, and I know I'll be her there. It's my dark for me to travel, for my sweetheart is gone. The road is rough, and filled with gravel. I'm a journey on and on.
Come on, give him a hand. Come on. Jesse McReynolds, he's a fine fella, good musician, good singer, and I'm glad that he's here on the show with us tonight. We also have another guest with us here tonight, and Jesse, would you help us bring this lady out here that's going to come out and sing for the folks tonight? You know what her name is?
Yeah, we're trying to remember. We know, yeah.
We got it.
Yeah, she's a lady that's going to play the guitar and does a lot of writing and singing. Her name is Stephanie Snow.
Yeah, Tiffany Snow. Yeah,
Tiffany Snow.
Yeah, let's bring her out here. You were close, Jesse.
We'll get it right there.
Hi, Bill. Thank you very much. I just want to let you know how wonderful this is. This is my first time at the Ryman, and I'm so glad to be here. I'm a recording artist for Private Island Records. I have out 2 instrumental albums, but my first country album's coming out in August. And this is a song off of that. I guess I got out of tune in the back there. Waiting in the wings too long. Okay, we got it. And he's strong, and as he paws the ground, his rippling muscles shimmer light all around. She's small and moves fast on the bare mountainside. 2 wild horses running side by side. In the great Rocky Mountains where the continent divides, the mountains are steep, the rivers are wide. If you turn to the right and turn to the left, you could lose it all in just one step. Two wild horses are we, love, against a dark western sky. The world blows from all directions, it plunges all great divide. Some say the wild things inside me are wrong. They keep me from stumbling when my heart isn't strong. Where the rivers flow both ways and the cliff drops straight down, you know I'll be there with no feet on the ground. Two wild horses will run, baby, as the earth gives way beneath our stride. Right or left turning, our hearts always burning like two wild horses. Side by side. Which way is right? Which way is wrong? The passion is deep. Is the love strong? The answers I hear mostly depend on which side of the mountain you're standing on. Two wild horses are running, baby, against the dark western sky. The world blows from all directions, it plunges out the great divide. And two wild horses are running, babe, as the earth gives way beneath our stride. Right or left turning, our hearts always burning like two wild horses running side by side.
Tiffany Snow, another nice hand for her.
I'd like for Harold Hensley to come out just for a minute, if you don't mind. Is he back there?
Yo, Harold.
Harold Hensley's been on the Grand Ole Opry for years and years and years and years. Of course, I've been there longer than he is, I think. Harold, it's really wonderful to have you on the show here.
Well, thank you very much, sir. I thought you were going to call me out to sing. That's really why I hesitated coming out here.
Announcer.
Yeah. But I no, not tonight. Maybe later. Okay. But I have enjoyed it too. Really have. And we're going to have a great time. Of course, you're going to be back on the 29th of August with the Clinch Mountain Boys and Ralph Stanley and all the gang to close this out. You haven't forgotten that, have you?
Can we come back too?
Yes, you can.
Thank you. I want to come back.
Have you told him about Bean Blossom yet, or has Tom told him about Bean Blossom?
Can you tell him about it?
I don't have the information handy, but I know that
we
a lot of people are going to be there next week.
We have a festival up at Bean Blossom, Indiana, and this one starts on the 15th, and it's already been going 29 years there at Bean Blossom, Indiana. And so we're just looking forward to a wonderful festival this year, and there's people from all over the country saying they're going to be there. We've got a powerful lineup of talent, so I think it's going to be a wonderful festival. We have some wonderful weather up there, it'll just be a wonderful festival. Danny, can you talk to the folks?
Yeah, sure, Bill. The lineup up there consists of people like the Osborne Brothers, Jim and Jesse, both up from the Grand Ole Opry, Larry Sparks, J.D. Crow in the New South, Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys, Bill Harrell. Did I say J.D. Crow, Tom? Who else? Help us, Tom. The Sullivan family.
Sullivan family.
I thought I said Doyle Lawson, but anyway, if I didn't, Doyle Lawson would be there. It's a fine lineup, and it's this coming Thursday.
Bill Monroe will be there too, Danny.
Yeah, Bill Monroe's there all 4 days.
Who?
Thursday through Sunday. That's this week.
She's not playing any festivals this year.
Glad we talked about that. I was thinking it was next week until just now. It's this week. Thursday through Sunday, Bean Blossom, Indiana, 40 miles south of Indianapolis. So every one of you, make your plans to be there with us. Thank you.
Tom, you can still talk, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll be doing some MC work up there. I'm looking forward to that, Bill. And Dana will, too, and we'll be talking to the folks. And there's also a Bluegrass Museum up there, I understand.
Yes, sir, right.
Bill Monroe's Bluegrass Hall of Fame and Museum is a special attraction of Bean Blossom. And that is, too. And there'll be lots of memorabilia for you to look at, and a reconstruction, I understand, of the cabin that Bill's Uncle Penn used to live in. It's really nice. It's just exactly the right size and built to Bill's specifications. He recalls the days when he used to batch with his Uncle Penn in the hills of Kentucky. And we're looking forward to going up Bean Blossom. I'll be going up Wednesday night. Hope to see you all up there Thursday through Sunday on the 15th through the 18th. This month. Bill, I about run out of air here.
Fine. We sure want you folks to come up if you can. Now, let's see here.
Do another number and have a grand have Jesse, your, Jesse stay out here and Del McCurry and then be back.
We've got a number coming up here called Uncle Penn. We want to do that. Uncle Penn for you.
Speaking of Uncle Penn.
And then we want everybody, all the entertainers that's here tonight to come on out on the stage and join in with us here to close the festival down here tonight. Right now, we want to do the number for you called Uncle Penn.
Oh, the people would come from far away and danced all night till the break of day when the caller hollered, "Does he know?" You knew Uncle Penn was ready to go.
And about sundown, out here and above the
town, Uncle Penn played the fiddle, Lordy, how the ring. You can hear it talk, you can hear it sing. Played an old piece called Soldier's Joy, and the one called the Boston Boy. Greatest of all, Jenny Lynn. That's where it really begins.
Late in the evening, about sundown, on the hill and above the town, Uncle Penn played the fiddle, Lordy, how it rang. You can hear it talk, you can hear it sing.
I'll never forget that mournful day when Uncle Penn was called away. Hung up the fiddle and hung up the bow, and it was time for him to go.
Then in the evening, about sundown, on the hill and above the town, Uncle Penn played the fiddle, Lordy, how it rang. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing.
Here.